Our reporter Steve Wilder is in Invercargill. He joins us now from outside the devastated stadium. Steve, how are things looking this morning?
Well, Mary, there's been no significant sort of weather coming through overnight. Things are looking a bit brighter this morning, although there is some rain falling here just at the moment. Tonight will be the crunch point, more significant snow forecast tonight, so people will be watching that closely. From Civil Defence this morning, they're advising people as they go and visit their or go into their businesses for the first time since the snowfall not to go into buildings which seem structurally unsound, not to climb onto roofs to sweep snow off and that sort of thing, and just be very, very careful this morning. Police are warning people that there will be ice on the roads and to beware and not to go out driving until the roads have thawed. The school situation, there are seven schools which are definitely closed this morning. That includes Invercargill's biggest Fernworth Primary and Newfield Park Primary. Aurora College is also closed and four others north of the city. That affects about 1,200 pupils. But Civil Defence advising boards of trustees to err on the side of caution this morning with those icy roads.
Take us through the extent of the damage then.
Well, this snow was three times denser than the snow which usually falls in this area. There have been falls with more snow in the past, but it was the density of this fall which really caused the major structural failures across the city. Some local weather people saying it could be the worst snowfall in 50 years. Now, the major damage is really confined to three sites. The Windsor New World had a partially collapsed roof. I talked to the chief executive of Foodstuffs last night, Steve Anderson, and he says the store will reopen and all the jobs there are safe. He says once the snow on the roof melts, they'll get in there with builders and re-roof the building. He says it's just a matter of time waiting for the thaw and things will definitely move quickly after that. The total collapse at the Wren's decorating shop, that's been devastating for the owners. It's one of the oldest decorating businesses in the country. It's owned by two Southland families. Engineers inspected the building yesterday and they'll be back there this morning with insurance assessors. The owners told me they're not sure what will happen next, whether the store will be demolished. There's five full-time staff there, and at this stage their jobs are all safe. In other parts of the city, there has been major damage to several other businesses. About $100,000 worth of damage to a garden centre glass house and guttering coming down on other buildings with sagging roofs on others. But many business owners haven't been able to get into the city with all that snow on the road, so they'll be seeing their premises for the first time this morning.
And then, of course, there's the stadium.
Well, that's where I'm standing this morning, and Stadium Southland really epitomises the true devastation of this storm. It's a facility which was built 10 years ago. It used funds from the city's licensing trust, and since then it's been really the core of sporting and cultural events in this city. Real concern in Invercargill this morning about the design and just how this could have happened. It seems, according to the Mayor Tim Shadbolt, that there'd always been concerns about the trust system used in that building, and he told me last night that in the early days of construction, there was controversy between the engineers and the insurance underwriters, and that will be sort of the focus of a full investigation which will be announced following a special City Council workshop meeting to be held this morning, Mary.
Thank you, Steve. That's our reporter, Steve Wilde, speaking to us from Invercargill. Earlier I spoke to the Mayor of Invercargill, Tim Shadbolt.